The upcoming special primary election in Arizona's 8th Congressional District has several very well-known Republican candidates, and it's a heavily Republican seat. Hardliner Trent Franks was the representative until he resigned in December. But as Brett Jaspers reports from KJZZ's West Valley Bureau, Democrats are trying to seize the moment.
Hi, are you Veronica?
I am.
Hi, I'm Dr. Tipperenny. I am a physician and I'm a candidate for Congress in the upcoming special election.
Hiral Tipperenny is in El Mirage on a Saturday, going door to door visiting Democrats and independents. In the brief time she has with people, she runs through her platform, expanding health care coverage, improving public education, and boosting the West Valley economy.
Does that sound like a platform you'd want to support?
Tipperenny is hoping for a long shot that this very conservative district will flip. Her response to skepticism? Trent Franks didn't face a Democratic challenger here in the last two cycles. Tipperenny also points to angry voters turning out across the country. This voter, Veronica Perez, is a registered Democrat, but says she doesn't care about party. She votes for the candidate who knows right from wrong. For her, President Trump fails on that score. She's also upset about the new tax law.
You know, it's plainly for the rich. Read it. Just plain read it. You have to look at it.
The overwhelming benefit of the law does go to the upper end of the income ladder. It does contain some middle-class tax cuts, although those expire. Republicans insist corporate tax cuts will lead to better wages for workers. A populist message railing against the wealthy is the tack another Democrat is taking, Breonna Westbrook. Westbrook didn't reply to messages seeking an interview. Here she is in a debate at the Arizona Republic last month.
If you want somebody that's not going to be influenced by money, that is me. As you saw over the last year, I haven't been holding fundraisers. I've been investing in people. I'm running to be a public servant, not to my highest donor.
Westbrook has raised and spent far less than Tipperenny. Since last July, Tipperenny's raised over $300,000. She's spent about $200,000. The two candidates agree on a lot of the issues. Tipperenny says her experience as a doctor makes her a problem solver. But the country is divided over what constitutes a problem. With deep disagreement, what happens when obstruction is the goal?
You have to start somewhere, right? And I'm one more voice of common sense and of solutions and of focusing on making progress. Hopefully there are other people that would join me. And I think you have to bring that sort of mindset to D.C.
Even if voters like what Tipperenny or Westbrook are saying, turnout will be a tremendous challenge if the nominee is to win the general election.
Were you aware that there's a special election coming
up? I am not.
Registered Republicans far outnumber Democrats in Congressional District 8. There's a sizable group of unaffiliated voters, but those tend to mirror the party registration breakdown. That's according to Catherine Alonzo, CEO of Javelina. That's a firm that works on progressive and Democratic campaigns. Still, even though a Democrat is a long shot, Alonzo thinks it's not wasted time or money.
The Democrats running in this race, if they're not successful, have learned things and built their name ID and built their donor bases for future races. You're developing the teams, the staff, the consultants. You're building a base of knowledge in the district. You're also really shaping the discourse.
Back on the doors.
So it's the primary again on the 27th, and I would be grateful for your support.
Thank you so much.
Would I be able to count on your vote?
Yes, you will.
Well, thank you. That means a lot to me. I really appreciate that.
One connection made. Lots more to go before the primary next Tuesday. Brett Jaspers, KJZZ News, reporting in the West Valley.